The Shiloh Museum of Ozark History is hosting its monthly Shiloh Saturday Series event this weekend. January's virtual program, which will be presented on the museum's Facebook page, is called Paint Like Essie Ward. Families can tune in to watch education specialist and weekend manager Kimberly Hosey in a pre-recorded program as she paints her own scene from the Ozarks and discusses the life and work of the Ozark folk artist. Participants are encouraged to follow along or paint their own scene. Late Friday afternoon, I spoke with Kimberly Hosey to learn more about the Ozark artist who inspired this week's program.
So Essie Ward, she's kind of hard to fit into one box. She was a mother, a wife, a farmer, a folk artist in the Arkansas Ozarks. So she worked her entire life to raise a family, working on her farm, and then also eventually later in life made a living painting folk art. People purchased her art from all around the country, in different countries even. She painted and was artistic her entire life. It wasn't just later in life, but she was eventually diagnosed with cancer. And so she slowed down a little bit towards around, I want to say the 1950s, not as active on the farm anymore, and, you know, began picking up a paintbrush and painting, and that became her main, what she did, her main activity more commonly.
And so was she well known just within Arkansas, or did she have a following outside of the state?
She had a following outside the state as well. She definitely brought a lot of attention to the Arkansas Ozarks. A lot of people in the state and this region, you know, commissioned paintings from her. And she even in 1970, I want to say, participated in the Smithsonian's Festival of American Folk Life. So that was in Washington, D.C. And I also read and have heard stories about how people in different countries even gained access to her art and her paintings. So she definitely was well known other places besides just Arkansas.
And I was reading in the Encyclopedia of Arkansas that she was called by some the Grandma Moses.
Yes, of the Ozarks.
Of the
yes.
Ozarks, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So she, yes, I've done a little bit of background research on Grandma Moses. And so, so Essie, again, later in life, became very successful as a folk artist, similar to Grandma Moses. And so I think that's related to how she gets the term Grandma Moses of the Ozarks. And so, again, she really started making a living with these paintings. She really started getting more active in her commissioned paintings around later in her life.
And so as a painter, what are some of the art pieces that she created? Is she known for a particular subject matter for each painting, or what is very much her style?
So she, the paintings, she's painted a variety of paintings, ranging from landscapes and natural scenes of the Ozarks. She painted from a lot of representation of her daily life. So maybe paintings of life on the farm, or the two main subjects that you see in a variety of her paintings are Hezekiah and Miranda. They are she created these two characters who were similar to, you know, herself or family members or people that she had interacted with her whole life. And they were an older, that the characters represented an older Ozark pioneer couple. And so they would get themselves into all sorts of situations on their farmstead, and she would paint out those scenes. And that's a really common subject that she would paint. So Hezekiah and Miranda, you'll see a variety of landscapes. For example, you know, life near the Buffalo River, bluffs, Native American subjects. She had a passion for that as well. So you see a variety of different subjects.
And what do we mean when we say folk art? Because I've heard it used in a number of different ways over the years, but in this particular instance, what are we referring to?
And a definition I like to consider folk art is just art that's specific to a certain region or area and that culture and the heritage in that area. So when we say folk artist or Arkansas Ozarks folk folk painting or folk artist. I think, you know, just a representation of the culture of this region of Arkansas.
How did you come to choose her as the subject for your upcoming event?
So for our Shiloh Saturday programs, we host one a month. And for the Paint Like Essie program, that's the Shiloh Saturday program for January. We like to choose topics that relate to the history and culture of the Arkansas Ozarks. And this just happened to relate to the fact that we are about to re-implement an Essie Ward temporary exhibit at the museum, and that opens in February. And so we kind of wanted to get people excited for the exhibit. And also, we always love telling the story of Essie Ward. I mean, she's so inspirational and just very one of a kind. And we also wanted something that, you know, with our virtual programs, we try to get the viewers to be as hands-on as we can. So we figured with the mixture of the Essie Ward exhibit coming up and, you know, just the fact that Essie is such a fantastic subject to learn about and teach about, we thought this would be a really fun way to start off the year.
And how did the Shiloh Museum come to have her work in their collection?
Yeah, the Essie Ward collections at the museum goes back decades. Someone who had purchased a huge collection, had commissioned a huge collection of Hezekiah and Miranda paintings, I want to say around 40, was moving out of the state. And she wanted some place to keep this collection, and she wanted it to be in Arkansas to keep the collection of Essie Ward paintings, you know, near home and someplace that would take care of it and also be able to tell the story of Essie Ward. And so the museum board held a fundraiser and we were able to gain that collection at the museum. And ever since then, we've added to the collection a little bit here and there. So I think at this point in time, we have about 55 Essie Ward paintings in our collection. So we've been collecting them for years and years and years, and it just keeps growing.
So for Saturday's event, Paint Like Essie Ward, you are going to be painting like Essie Ward, correct?
Yes, I'm going to be doing my best. So I really do like to paint, but I am definitely not an artist. I've never been, especially never been trained as an artist. So I really just like to dabble in creative things, and especially if there's something I haven't done before. So always trying to get my hands into something new. And we were brainstorming an idea for the program, and I was like, well, you know, we could do like a follow along program where I can paint and people can follow along with what I'm doing, or, you know, maybe they'll be inspired by Essie's story and they'll get bit by the creative bug, and then maybe paint something that they find inspiring or that they think is beautiful. So, with the painting that we do for the program, it's not necessarily based off of one particular Essie Ward painting. It is just using her many similar styles, many similar materials and subject matter. So we're going to be painting a scene, like a natural scene, a landscape scene of the Ozarks.
Well, what are some of the materials that she's known for using?
She painted on Masonite board. So she didn't use canvas. She didn't use wood, at least commonly. She more commonly used Masonite. She said that wood ended up warping and just liked working on Masonite better. She used oil paint. She didn't use a palette to put the paint on. She just took a paintbrush and stuck it straight into the tube of paint, and that's how she painted. She didn't use an easel or anything like that. She just held the Masonite board in her lap or used a furniture arm to support it as she was painting. And she had her own little routine, and honestly, it worked really well for her. All of her paintings are beautiful. Something that you can notice in every single one of her paintings is her trademark, which are two white marks that resemble rabbit ears or mule ears, but they're not necessarily ears. They just look like them. And so we always like to point out the paintings to, you know, school children who come through the museum or just people who are viewing exhibits or programs with Essie Ward, like, see if you can spot her trademark that's in every single one of her paintings. So we're going to be incorporating that into the program as well.
And so people can choose to paint along or just watch whatever they choose or feel like with their families. And they can watch all of this on your Facebook page?
Yes. So it's a pre-recorded program. It's not live because there's going to be a little bit of traveling involved. But it's pre-recorded and it's going to be posted at 10:30 a.m. on the dot on the museum's Facebook page. And then after that, you can watch it at any time from the Facebook page.
What's it been like for you having to develop more of these virtual programs amidst the pandemic?
Honestly, you know, it's definitely a change in pace. You know, every site, every school, everyone during the pandemic has definitely had to adapt and evolve the way that they do things. So we honestly have had a lot of great experiences. We've gained a lot of video editing skills, which I did not have before. And we've actually been able to reach a wider variety of audiences because of virtual accessibility. So there are some definite perks to having virtual programs. But we also, you know, we love having people at the museum and those in-person programs as well. So there's perks to both ways of doing the programs.
And are you still having in-person programs, or are people allowed to come into the museum on a limited basis? What's that looking like?
Yeah, so the museum is currently open to the public. We're open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 a.m. We're not open on the weekends. We previously were, but you know, we have a different schedule for the time being. And we don't do in-person school programs or field trips or anything like that. And then we have our COVID guidelines, which are listed on our website and our social media outlets, which give a little bit more explanation of, you know, the amount of people in and all that stuff and our guidelines. But yeah, we're looking forward to the time where we have large groups and field trips back into the museum. But for now, we're just happy to have our guests in, even Absolutely. A little bit at a time.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it, and best of luck.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you so much for being interested in the program.
That was Kimberly Hosey, education specialist and weekend manager at the Shiloh Museum of Ozark History. The next installment of the museum's monthly Shiloh Saturday series is this weekend. Families can watch the program on the museum's Facebook page beginning at 10:30 Saturday morning. More information is available at facebook.com/Shiloh Museum.